This is Wild About Utah.
Thunk. We have all been startled by the loud thunk of a bird hitting a window. In the United States, window collisions kill an estimated 1 billion birds a year, with 44% of bird window collisions occurring at homes. So changes made around your home can help maintain our bird populations. What happens to birds that crash into windows? About half of them die immediately from head injuries, broken necks, and internal bleeding. The other half may recover. If you see a stunned bird, move it to a safe space away from cats and other predators, or place it in or under a box. Try not to handle the bird, and don't give it any food or water. In 10 to 30 minutes, the bird will likely have recovered enough to fly away. Why do birds fly into windows? Birds don't see glass as a solid object. Birds see the window as an opening that they can fly through, or they see reflections of sky and trees in the window. The USU Bird Strike Project has been doing research on bird window collisions on the USU campus for the past several years. We have found that the vegetation planted outside the windows has a greater influence on window strikes than window area does. You can prevent window strikes by not planting fruit-bearing trees and shrubs or setting up bird feeders 15 to 45 feet in front of windows. Small birds can reach speeds of 30 miles an hour within 15 feet. So put those bird feeders right next to the window or more than 45 feet away. If you have a window that experiences frequent collisions, treat the window to convince birds that they cannot fly through that space. Raptor stickers are popular but ineffective. Birds don't see the stickers as predators. Small birds do not want to fly through spaces that are smaller than 2 inches high and 4 inches across. The width is the most important measurement. You need to convince the birds that the open spaces are no larger than 4 inches across. There are a variety of effective ways to prevent bird window collisions. Some of these are available commercially, and others are do-it-yourself. I applied feather-friendly design vinyl to my windows, and it has been very successful. The home installation materials come as strips of vinyl with small squares about every 4 inches. These squares are 1/4 inch in size. The strips are applied to the window with a credit card. Then you peel away the strip, leaving the small squares. A do-it-yourself version is to dip your pinky finger in paint and apply it every 4 inches on your window. Bird tape is available in strips that can be applied every 4 inches to your window. Another option is to hang paracord at 4-inch intervals in front of the window. Window screens will prevent birds from hitting windows, and shades can limit the amount of reflection that birds see. The American Bird Conservancy website has even more options for homeowners. Bird populations are under a number of threats, from urbanization, climate change, and introduced predators. Some threats, like climate change, are difficult to tackle, but preventing bird collisions is a relatively easy step we can all take to preserve our bird populations. I'm Kim Sullivan of the USU College of Science, and I'm Wild About Utah.